Artifacts in the Penn Museum's new Middle East galleries largely come from ancient Mesopotamia, which means a land between two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates. Philadelphia is also a land between two rivers, and that symmetry inspires an event this weekend in Burholm Park, where Iraqis and veterans of the Iraq War will share their writing about rivers and friendship. Jen Kinney curates WHYY's Things to Do segment. She tells us about this and some other events coming up this week.
Hi, everybody. Hi. My name is Yarub. I'm from Iraq, and I'm going to be your guide for our journey today.
We're in the new Middle East galleries at the Penn Museum, and artist Yarub Alabayeri is about to give a tour.
We are going to move a few steps, but we are going to move about 1,000 years.
Every Saturday and Sunday, natives of Iraq and Syria guide visitors through the galleries, telling them not only about the ancient artifacts, but also about their own lives in their homelands. Here's how Alabayeri begins his story.
For some reason, my life destinations connected to the rivers.
He was born in Diyala, Iraq, which is named for the river that runs through it.
We play, we swim in the river.
Then he moved to Baghdad for university.
And in Baghdad, there is a river of Tigris, who also divided the city to two parts.
In 2007, as the situation in Iraq worsened, he left for Syria, then Malaysia, then finally the United States.
When I been to Philadelphia in 2016, I lived in 5 minutes to the Schuylkill River.
Once here, he connected with the nonprofit Warrior Writers, which promotes the arts as a means of healing for returning American veterans. In Iraq, Alabayeri had only met American soldiers at checkpoints. But through Warrior Writers, he planned to meet a group of veterans for dinner at Amasi, a local Iraqi restaurant.
We are so excited because we are going to meet them to see how they think about us. All we are live in one city. Can we become a friend with them or... Yeah, you know, how they understand us.
He met engineer Lawrence Davidson, who had actually been stationed in Diyala, Alabayeri's hometown. They didn't meet then, but get this.
One time in 2005, there is a bridge in Diyala River. There is a bridge. It's actually destroyed by the terrorist. And Lawrence Davidson and his team, they repair that bridge.
Davidson and Alabayeri continued to get to know each other, and they kept working with Warrior Writers. This weekend, both men will read some of their writing at a free event called Two Rivers, Letters from the Tigris to the Schuylkill.
I say to myself, let's, Lawrence, build a bridge in my town. Let's build a bridge for the friendship bridge here in Philadelphia. We both lived here. You know, after 10 years, we met here again.
That event is at Burholm Park in the Northeast this Sunday at 2:30. After the reading, there will be a picnic and a workshop on traditional Iraqi kite making. And you can take a tour with Alabayeri or another guide every weekend at the Penn Museum. The Middle East galleries, which just opened this spring, house over 1,200 artifacts from Mesopotamia. They trace not just Middle Eastern history, but the rise of civilization itself, including some of the earliest cities, writing systems, and global trade routes. Also this weekend, you know what time of year it is. Good Good Comedy Theater is sending you back to school with a night of stories all about teachers and teaching.
I'm not sure you all notice it or not, but the school district of Philadelphia is broke. I'm talking broke, broke. We so broke, we told kids on the first day of school they should bring pens, pencils, and a math teacher with them. You know what I mean?
That was Michael Brooks. He works for the School District of Philadelphia, and he'll be performing with fellow comedians Mallory Leonard, Casey Kuftik, and others. That's Saturday night at Good Good Comedy in Philadelphia. Also on Saturday, it's the Delaware Burger Battle. Chefs from over 15 local restaurants will compete to be crowned Best Hamburger. For one admission price, you can try as many as you can stomach. Plus, there's a Ukrainian festival in Tarsdale on Sunday, and to honor what would have been Leonard Bernstein's 100th birthday, entry to the National Museum of American Jewish History is free on Saturday. And tonight at the Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a free concert by Black Violin. That's a musical duo who combine hip-hop with classical violin. Details about all these events and more are online at whyy.org. I'm Jen Kinney. See you next week.